How great is our God? How great? How great? How great? So great. So powerful. So mighty. So strong. So you need to look alive, right? You need to look alive. You want some of that? You want some of that? Some of that greatness? We're going to get it now in the Word. We're going to see how great our God is. Not just when Jesus rose from the dead, right? That was a great moment, right? Was it not? Jesus had a good day then, right? Yeah, it was a great day, an awesome day. But greater still was that day for all of us, was it not? Because we know that because Christ rose, we also arise, right? Yes. And because Christ is alive, we are alive, right? So look alive. What is it alive look like? Woo, yeah, baby, yeah, waving those arms, moving, grooving, right? Smiling, laughing, enjoying life, just grasping every piece of life that there is and taking chances and taking risks and being all you can possibly be and be what's even impossible for you that you thought of one time. You thought you couldn't, but now you can and you will, correct? All of you. And it's time that you live your life to the absolute fullest measure, right? At the end of your life, whenever that is, may it be said of you that you took every aspect of your life, you lived every moment, you loved every moment, you were yourself every moment, and you contributed something that you leave behind. Lives change, transform, because you lived, right? That's what we're here for, to make a difference in other people's lives. That's what we're here to do and be. And it can be on a very small scale, one person. If you change one person's day, one person's outlook, one person's thought process, one person's destiny because of something you said or did for them and with them and proclaimed the greatness of God to them, if you made a difference as one person, you mattered to that person, did you not? And you changed time for them and the people after them as well. You have no idea the small little things that you do to contribute to another person's life, whether it's a meal, whether it's a dollar, whether it's a drink of water, whether it's a conversation, whether it's a prayer. Whatever you can do, you can enhance another person's life and help them look alive too, right? You understand what I'm saying? Beautiful. Let's turn to the book of Matthew this morning because I want to let you in on a secret maybe that you never knew before. Maybe you have and do. The only way to be alive is to live your purpose. To really live is to do what's important to you, what's inside of you that you cannot not do. Do you understand what I'm saying in that respect? Too many people die with the music still in them. And not just a song that they never sang, but a life they never lived. So I want to encourage you this morning, wherever you are on your life journey, if you've been doing things and living and doing work and all the stuff we think are important, that we think that make up life, do what you love. Do what you love. That's by far more important than making a living, because you can make a life out of that, right? Right? Yes, we have to work. I know. But you see, we sow seeds. When we get that income, it's to go out, go. It's to go out into the God's kingdom. It comes in, it provides shelter and other goodies for us, right? Wonderful life, it's okay to enjoy those things, but it's more about putting back out as well in your time and your talents and so forth, right? And then you make someone else's life lighter and brighter and better as a result. And that's really living, isn't it? It is. Awesome. Let's look at the book of Matthew this morning. Why I say you may not know some of this. In the middle of the book of Matthew, at the very end of Jesus' death, and we often at Good Friday, we go over what transpired, and we look at that and reflect upon it. And very often we read from the book of Luke and it gives the crucifixion in detail and we read that and we reflect upon it. But sometimes in the book of Matthew, it's a little bit different here as to what transpired, because I think as much as it's important that Jesus rose from the dead, that was a big day. That was important. It proved that resurrection happens, right? But who did Jesus resurrect before that? Other people, right? Did he not resurrect people after that? Well, let's see. Let's look at the book of Matthew here. I wanted to take this part of scripture. It's very short here, but it's impactful, I think, on your life and my life. So I'm going to start at verse 50. This is Jesus still on the cross. Then Jesus shouted, Matthew 27, verse 50. Then Jesus shouted out again and gave up his spirit. At that moment, the curtain in the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook, rocks split apart, and tombs opened. The bodies of many godly men and women who had died were raised from the dead. Amen. Wait a minute. Did you ever know that before? Might have seen it in Matthew before? Well, you're getting to hear it now, right? Right? When Jesus died, the earth shook. The temple was torn in two, essentially, as far as the veil that was between people that were not allowed into God's kingdom. Remember that? There was this place there that they had this curtain where the Holy of Holies were, and only the holy, holy, holy people could get in there, which I don't know who they were. But anyway, and everybody else was left out. But see, when Jesus died, opened that up, opened up the kingdom of heaven, opened up your opportunity and your availability to God in that very moment. There's no curtain between you and God anymore. Do you understand that? There's nothing between. There's no veil. There's nothing in between you and God. If you want to reach out and touch God right now, you can. Any given moment. You don't need any special powers. You don't need any special anointing. You don't need a special laying on of hands. You don't need anything special, you know, whatever happens, blah. We don't need any of that religiosity at all. Jesus did it when he died. What did he do? Opened up the kingdom of heaven, right? So who could get in? I can get in. It's amazing, isn't it? Even I can get in. Even you can get in. We can all get into the kingdom of God. Isn't that awesome news this morning? It is. Whew. Don't let anybody ever tell you you can't get into the kingdom of heaven, because you can prove it right here. Jesus ripped that apart, opened up heaven for all of us, right? Amen. All right. Now, and it says tombs were opened. This is plural. Tombs. The cemetery, right? Where people were buried. The tombs opened up. The bodies of many, how many? Many. Godly women, men and women who had died were raised from the dead. Next verse. After Jesus' resurrection, they left the cemetery. Huh? Let's read that one again. After Jesus' resurrection, they left the cemetery. And they went into the holy city of Jerusalem and appeared to many people. Ever read that before? What's it mean, though? Well, obviously, we know that when Christ resurrected, what happened? Other people were resurrected too, right? Simultaneously. Some of those people that were raised from the dead actually went into the city to prove what? That I was resurrected, that they were resurrected. I'm alive. Look at me. Look, 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 look. Look, 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 look. Look at me. I'm alive. I'm alive. Touch me. Feel me? Can you feel me? I'm alive. I'm alive. You're alive. Right? Can you just imagine what transpired in the city of Jerusalem? You're alive. I know you are. Okay. I wonder what the people thought. Can you imagine being in Jerusalem and suddenly one of your loved ones says, I'm alive. It's a miracle. Yes. Right? Pretty phenomenal, isn't it? Almost unbelievable, isn't it? Say no. Not with God, because all things are possible with God, right? If God can raise Jesus from the dead, if God raised Lazarus from the dead, God raised a little girl from the dead, the little boy from the dead, and many, many others, because it says in the book of John that all the miracles that Jesus did have not been recorded. And if they were, there wouldn't be books enough in the world to hold them, all the miracles he did. How many miracles has he performed in this church for you? Show me your hands. Yes, see? This is a few thousand years later, right? A couple thousand years later. Your miracles. See how the miracles keep going on and on and on and on and on. You know the greatest miracle? Living your life. Being alive. I know that those people that were dead, physically dead, were raised from the dead and then seen. They got what? A whole other life to live after that, right? It's a big time second chance, right? Now we're talking in the literal, right? Let me ask a question. Any of you ever died to your dreams? Died to your beliefs of who you could be? Given up? Feel dead inside some days. Like, there's not enough stuff outside that I could buy or have or do. So something inside me that's empty. Anybody feel that? Today is resurrection day, because you're going to look alive after this. You know how you get resurrected? Not only by Jesus Christ calling you out of that tomb. See, he had to open up the tomb, right? See, we pastors, or me, maybe just me, we're tomb opener uppers. Tomb opener uppers. Write that one down for my future word makeup. Well, let's put it this way. Sometimes I have a chisel, and I try to break open your mind. Right? Some of you have a little bit of a thick head every once in a while, right? Some of you hold on to your beliefs about what you think is true for you so much, this is all I can be, that what you really want to be inside, that burning desire that you have, that something that's passionate within you that says, oh, I wish I could, I would, if I only had the right whatevers, and you want some kind of magical potion to help you do what you really want to do, when all you have to do is give yourself permission to live your life and live your dreams. It's you that's holding you back. Because see, here's the thing. If I was a tomb opener-upper, which I am. And some of you that raised your hands, or some of you that sit in that place of sadness or what if and should've's and could've's and I didn't and I can't anymore, why bother now? I'm too old. I'm too young. I'm too poor. I'm unworthy. See, when I'm here saying to you, all of you, and even those listening, that I'm here to open up your mind and open up your perspective of your mind, of how you possibly could be everything you've dreamed you could be if you'll come out of your tomb. I noticed in the scripture it said many people. I wonder as I was studying, why didn't it say all? I have a theory. I have a theory that as Jesus resurrected and said, come out of your tombs, everybody out, 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 let's go, come on with me, we're going, hey, we're going to go live our lives, come on, we're getting the second chance, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Some came out, many came out, some stayed. Stuck is the right word. When you are not living your life, as you, your name, you were brought here for a purpose. You're in this room today for a reason. And it isn't just to hear an awesome sermon. And it isn't to meet a tomb opener upper. What's the reason, folks? For you to come out of your tomb. For you to look alive and live your life to the fullest, right? Right? And then you notice that once you're alive and you start to live your passion and everything that gives you, you know, that juice that, oh, I can stay up all night and do this. You know what I'm talking about, right? And being creative with ideas and what about this? What if we did that? How could I help this person? What can I do differently to make an impact on this world? What can I do to leave behind something that matters, that lives beyond me, right? When you can do that, you've lived, right? So that's what I want for you. But you be you about that. You understand what I'm saying? Yes? Once you start living your life as you were created to do and be, then go appear to other people. Right? And you start saying, well, I used to do this. I used to dream about something, and I almost gave up on it. But one Sunday, I met this tomb opener-upper pastor. And she kind of opened up my mind to think beyond my limitations, to think beyond what I think I can or cannot do, and opened my mind to the possibility that I could really live my life and do things that seemed impossible before because I met Jesus Christ, who is an awesome, powerful, great God who can do anything. And because I met him and his spirit then was transfused into me, guess what I started to do? Living my life to the fullest. Right? In the book of Acts, after Jesus resurrected, he kept appearing to the disciples. Why do you suppose he was doing that? Prove he was alive. So we'd have, you know, a valid Easter, and we could validate it and prove it. No, it was also to help those disciples begin to understand God's greatness and that because he could rise, they could rise too. And so can you, right? Sometimes our spirit, see, I sometimes see a spirit. I know I have a prop this morning. You're going to be excited. Maybe. I have a sponge. I have two sponges. Now, if you could see and feel them, could you describe the sponge to me, please? In the microphone.
The hard and crunchy.
Hard and crunchy. And they're kind of wrinkly. You notice that? Can you see that? Right? And if I try to clean somebody off with it, it'd be like using sandpaper on them. Right? This is what happens to you in your life when the Spirit of God isn't flowing in you. We can shrivel up, spiritually speaking, emotionally speaking, and mentally speaking. Right? We can wither away, so to speak, almost die and become useless when we're not living to our full potential. Now, what do we have to do to the sponge to make it come back to life? Put it in living water. In the name of Jesus, I pour living water upon this sponge. Wow. Now, could you please describe the sponge to me now?
Soft and squishy.
So, we had a hard and crunchy or scrunchy. Crunchy, was it? Hard and crunchy spirit of a person to a soft and squishy one. Now you tell me this. Oh, God help us. This one's more huggable and usable, right? I could definitely clean off the pulpit with this one, right? Wash it. Clean. Puts it to use. It's bacterial free, by the way. Can't do much with this hard and crunchy one, can I? I mean, I could try my best. What kind of person would you want in your life to be in love with or to love or have as friends and family and co-members in your church? Soft and squishy! You know it. Oh, dear. I think you're getting a little bit of the point. But in the literal sense, we saw that something was hard and crusty. That's sometimes what our heart can be. You know that one song that says, make my heart softer, let God into that, soften my heart, right? When we have a softer heart, we have more compassion, more tenderness, more tolerance, more acceptance, more forgiveness, more love for others, right? And that's how we can live our life. That's what living is about, is loving more. And having the Spirit of God. See, very often we get wilted and withered. Thank you. Wilted. Wow. See, you're listening. You're helping me. Our soul can get hardened. Our mind, our hearts. And we become entombed in our little world of me, myself, and I sometimes, right? But see, because we know that Jesus, when he died and was resurrected, called people out of the tombs, we know that you can too, right? For those of you that feel stuck, for those of you that feel lost, for those of you that have wanted to quit and give up, or because someone else can't change, and because maybe they're hard and crusty, maybe they don't have the Spirit of God, maybe when you appear to them in a loving, kind, compassionate way, and or introduce them to the powerful God that we know, and show them what God did for you, when you're alive, fully alive, right? And you look alive, right? You know what that looks like? Right? There's a lot of movement in it, right? Other people want that too, don't they? Of course they do. So I would pray this morning that any of you who once were dead, who have been buried under all kinds of weights of all kinds of things, and maybe been focused on just existing, I would offer to you this morning the opportunity to begin your life again and anew. I offer to you the opportunity this morning for you to come out of your tomb. Because I'm the great and awesome tomb open-upper. But the question is, will you come out? Will you decide today, right now, to live your life to the fullest? No more excuses. I can just see it now. Jesus is resurrected. He's calling the people out of the tombs, right? And they're just staying there. Sad, isn't it, when you think about it? When are you going to begin to live your life? Too many people, when they get a terminal illness, they decide they're going to go do whatever that bucket list was. And they may not even get a chance to do that. Young people die too. But there's nothing worse than a dream dying, in my mind. Nothing worse than your potential never being fulfilled. You might have not have even lived. Just to exist? Not here, right? Not here, because we're going to what? Live to the fullest. You're going to look alive, aren't you? Now, where are those people that are in those tombs, by the way? Can some of our other tomb helper peoples come help me get them out? Or what the question is, are you willing to come out? You're willing to come out? Yes? So let's, as a group then, if everybody's willing, willing? Do you need to be able? Who's going to make you able? All right, so let's look at this right now. Can I see the look-alives? Look-alives, please, all the look-alives. May I see the look oh, here they are, here they are. Look at the look-alives. Woohoo, woohoo, woohoo. And some people take a little longer. But it's okay. It's perfectly okay. Because we're here to help. There we go. Oh, yeah. Now that you're alive and fully alive and you have a second chance to live your life, what are you going to do? Do you know inside of yourself what really gives you the most joy? You know what it is? You're going to do it?
Yes.
Promise? You're going to show yourself to all the people in your lives what God did in you and through you? Awesome. I guess my work here is done. For today. I believe and trust in this, that if you'll continue to allow the living water to flow in you and through you, see, when you, water's designed to do what? Flow, right? So the more you put out of yourself of who you are, the more you love, the more you give, the more you serve, the more you love, the more you give, the more you serve, the more you live, right? And the more love pours back into you. You can never run out of Jesus' love, can you? Or that living water, can you? So guess what? We're a bunch of soft and squishy Christians, aren't we? Aren't we? Wait till we hug later, huh? How great is our God? You want to show other people how great our God is? Live your life to the fullest maximum potential that is you. Live it. Live it. Please live your life. Christ gave it to you so that you could enjoy it and others could too. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.